Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for all the crazy stuff that goes on around here. Dr. Faith Whittier is an unsuspecting guest. She had no idea what she was getting herself into when she joined us today for the first time. She's a board-certified OBGYN physician, a very successful person in that world, and she's also a policymaker and an influencer. She's also an active student, as am I, of blockchain. She's part of the Houston's Blockchain Alliance. And so, Faith, I want to talk about, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve here because I want to talk about something I think you can answer real easy. I'm going to change the subject on you just a little bit. I am convinced, but this is back to our blockchain discussion partially. I'm convinced that there's a data tsunami, a data demand tsunami coming at us that we haven't even seen yet. The earthquake has happened, but the tsunami is building on the floor of that ocean, and it's rising up out of that ocean. And that data demand tsunami is going to hit communities and industries, including the medical industry, like a tsunami, and we're not going to be ready for the. And part of this is going to be innovations in virtual and remote healthcare. One of these days, you're going to say, okay, Ms. Jones, put your hand on the screen. I want to take your blood pressure. What do you think?
You're talking about in terms of the virtual world, or what are you?
Everything. I'm talking about the data demand. You're going to practice medicine in the future. Over the next 5 years, the data that's going to be required to go over the internet is going to, your practice is going to increasingly demand more data that we've got to deliver. We've got to deliver to these communities.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's already starting to happen today.
More and more communities have got to be smart communities, right? We've got to bring we can't rely on these low data speeds. If grandma lives out in the country and she doesn't have the internet, she can't get the health care that she needs because she doesn't need to go to town every time she wants somebody to take her blood pressure.
Correct. And so you're right. We're already being overloaded with data, I think, in the healthcare system in terms of how and also us being more innovative in how we access healthcare, whether it be telemedicine.
Right.
That's taken off. Virtual health has taken off. We're actually really trying to adapt to so many different types of lifestyles. Like you said, whether it be the little lady that's out in the country that may be going to the clinic or somebody that's overseas that wants mm-hmm. to access their doctor.
Think about that. I mean, you got a patient that's travels, goes on vacation or goes to see their kids. I mean, you can still treat them if we have the broadband connectivity that allows you to practice medicine virtually. That's the future, isn't it?
That's today. That's happening more and more today. And I think even all the major healthcare companies right now are really already driven into virtual health, telemedicine. And they're already offering those services. And people are actually, you know, eating them up in their busy lifestyle. They don't have time to, you know, drive an hour to their doctor. They want to pick up their smartphone.
Yep.
And they want to connect with their doctor on their lunch hour. So we're having to really adapt in a way that, you're right, it's a tsunami. And I'm not all sure right now how it's all going to come together. because we're still living in past days and trying to adapt to future days, and it is super complicated.
Yep, and of course, we're talking about two kinds of data, the data about the patient, but also the transporting, the digital transportation of that information over data, over the backbone in the form of data. Hey, Faith, Dr. Faith Whittier, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Faith, will you come back again real soon?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Thank you for inviting me. Enjoy this morning with you, Jim. Thanks.
Good job today. Blockchain Fresh MD is her website. Please check it out. You'll be glad you did. Dr. Faith Whittier, we'll get her back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.